Welcome to ACT Radio, Animal Concerns of Texas. I'm Greg Lawson.
I'm Tom Linney.
And I'm Liz Walsh.
Here on ACT, we discuss how we humans relate to other animals.
We talk about how we use them for food, clothing, and entertainment, and how there are humane alternatives to these practices.
And we also discuss why a plant-based diet is healthiest for humans and the best thing one can do for the environment.
So if you're concerned about the environment, if you're concerned about your health, if you're concerned about the way animals are treated, stay with us for Animal Concerns of Texas. Coming up on today's show, we feature a conversation with Heather Scheckman, a cardiologist who practices in Los Angeles. She's also a vegan and an Ironman triathlete. That's coming up a little later on the show, but first some news.
The Animal Legal Defense Fund recently released undercover video footage taken inside a Tyson's Food chicken slaughter plant in Carthage, Texas, documenting shocking systematic abuses of both workers and animals. The anonymous investigator working for ALDF said that the overall attitude towards the chickens at the Tyson's plant is that they were thought of as objects and not living and feeling beings. And it didn't seem to matter to anyone if the chickens were hurt or killed in the pre-slaughter process. It was just part of business. ALDF is calling on three separate federal agencies, the United States Department of Agriculture, Occupational Safety and Health Administration, and the Securities and Exchange Commission, to investigate Tyson to put an end to these cruel and illegal practices. You can help support the work to end cruel and illegal practices at slaughterhouses and factory farms by taking action today at ALDF.org.
The owners of a chicken farm in my home state of Tennessee have been charged with animal cruelty after an undercover video caught them abusing the birds. According to an affidavit in the General Sessions Court of Weakley County, Tennessee, T&S poultry owners Thomas and Suzanne Blassingame are accused of stabbing chickens with a large spike attached to a pole and failing to promptly and properly euthanize the chickens. The video was shot by the animal advocacy group Mercy for Animals between July 28th and August 23rd, and the footage was turned over to the Weakley County Sheriff's Department. The farm supplied birds for McDonald's Chicken McNuggets. To save face, McDonald's quickly severed ties with the farm. But the fact is, violence and abuse are industry standards for factory-farmed chickens. Birds raised for McNuggets have been bred to grow so quickly that they frequently become crippled under their weight. Unable to walk without extreme pain, many die of dehydration when they can't reach water. Others die from heart attacks, organ failure, and other problems related to rapid growth. Overcrowding in filthy factory farms also leads to severe infections, blindness, and deadly respiratory problems. At this Tennessee farm, which was a supplier for McDonald's, sick and injured birds, or those who were simply too small to make a profit, were violently beaten to death with spiked clubs or had their heads stepped on and their necks broken by callous farm owners. As shocking as this is, this type of cruelty and neglect is common in the poultry industry. There are no federal laws to protect chickens during their lives on factory farms, and most states specifically exclude chickens from anti-cruelty laws. All of this means that McDonald's McNugget suppliers are able to routinely get away with torturing millions of animals to death every year. The terms cage-free, humanely raised, and free-roaming are marketing gimmicks to fool caring consumers. To prevent needless suffering of chickens and other farmed animals, choose vegan alternatives to meat, milk, and eggs.
The Center for Biological Diversity and Defenders of Wildlife recently intervened in a lawsuit brought by ranching organizations that are trying to overturn federal protection of habitat for endangered jaguars in New Mexico. The conservation groups are seeking to ensure that the designation of critical habitat for jaguars is maintained. According to Michael Robinson of the center, jaguars have lived in New Mexico for thousands of years. Livestock industry intolerance led to their extermination, and now, instead of sharing the land, powerful ranching interests are trying to prevent the recovery of these beautiful animals, which help maintain the balance of nature, and the center is working to prevent this from happening. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service designated over 1,000 square miles of critical habitat for jaguars under the authority of the Endangered Species Act in March 2014 across six units, four of them in Arizona, and one that spans the Arizona-New Mexico boundary, and another, the smallest unit, entirely in New Mexico. The New Mexico critical habitat at issue in the litigation makes up about 50,000 acres in the Palacios and 7,700 acres in the Sierra San Luis. The much larger Arizona critical habitat is not at issue in this particular lawsuit. Jaguars were once widely distributed across much of the southwestern United States, but now just one jaguar is known to live in the country, in one of the areas protected for the species in Arizona. The New Mexico critical habitat is important as it provides travel corridors north to the United States, since both mountain ranges extend across the Mexico border where no wall has been erected. On two occasions in 1996 and 2006, separate jaguars were brought to bay by the same outfitter's hounds in respectively the Palacios and the San Luis Mountains. Both were allowed to escape and ran south toward Mexico. The groups seeking to eliminate the critical habitat designation are the New Mexico Farm and Livestock Bureau, the New Mexico Cattle Growers Association, and the New Mexico Federal Lands Council. This is in the face of peer-reviewed research that shows that species with designated critical habitat are twice as likely to be making progress towards recovery as those without. To learn more on this issue and what you can do to help jaguars and other wildlife, visit the website biologicaldiversity.org.
Stay with us. Coming up next on ACT Radio, we feature a conversation with Dr. Heather Scheckman, who's a cardiologist practicing in the Los Angeles area. She's also a fellow of the American College of Cardiology. And she's an Ironman triathlete, having completed her first Ironman at Lake Placid 2010 and her second Ironman triathlon just last month. That's coming up next on ACT Radio.